Give me a wave out there. That's my way of connecting. You know, I can't get around jumping to everybody. I can't jump. But I can't move around to everybody. But it's wonderful to see so many folk here this morning. Wonderful to sense that at this season, we stop. We stop. We pause. We press the button, pause, and we say, what's this season all about? And we get our bearings back. To say it's got to be about God and Jesus, His Son. It's got to be about us loving each other. It's got to be about the essence of what God is all about. That's love. Some months ago, a large church did a survey. And they spoke to their congregation about what's the one thing that keeps them up at night. What's the one area they struggle with? And out of a congregation of 25,000, the overwhelming number one was, I'm struggling with anxiety, worry, concerns about my future, my children. Now, I've been a pastor for a number of years, and I can tell you, if you were to ask me what's the number one thing that we deal with, it's people worrying and filled with anxiety. Jesus came to this earth with love, joy, and peace. But the peace one seems to be diminished. And so, as I deal with people, I hear their worries and worried about the future of our nation, about the violence, about the crime, about the economy, about their children. Is this going to be a place for our children? The Bible speaks about worry and anxiety. And if you stay with me just for a few minutes, I'm not going to be long this morning. Just stay with me. I'm speaking to people that deal with everyday traffic. I deal with people sitting here that have children that they stress about. They open the newspaper and they see things that worry them. They think to themselves, is this okay? And quietly, they get up every morning and they take on life's challenges. But when they're alone and they're quiet, there's a place called the prison of anxiety. The word anxiety in the Bible is translated from a Greek word which really means a divided heart and mind. A heart pulled in all directions. The word actually speaks about a person being quartered, ripped apart. As they would torture prisoners, they would put their limbs attached to ropes attached to a horse, and they would rip a man's body apart. That's what happens when anxiety comes in and worry. It rips us apart. Pulls us in all directions, highs and lows. The heart and mind that is living in anxiety is living in tension, a fracturing inside. And when that happens, fear and no peace. Now, God sees that. God understands that. God knows exactly what you're going through this morning. God's saying, I know what you're facing. And I have a word for you this morning. God is speaking to you. He says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. That's when he was leaving his disciples, knowing that he was going to be crucified. Over this Christmas season, we stop and we say, why did he come? To die on the cross? Yes. But to bring you peace in an anxious world. Paul, in a few minutes, I want to read to you a text, and I want you to listen quietly. Paul writes to his fellow followers of Jesus from a prison, a Roman jail. He was actually comforting the people he was writing to. There were the Philippians, because they were feeling anxious about his state. There was persecution, there was trouble. They were living in a troubled world. Now listen to what he writes to them. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through to 9. I'm jumping straight down to verses 6. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into prayer. Letting God know your concerns, before you know it, a sense of wholeness. Everything coming together for good will come and settle on you. It's a wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it up, my friends, I say you'll do best by filling your hearts and your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you've heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into a most excellent harmonies. Three things I want to leave with you, just thoughts about how to come out of the prison. Paul is saying, I'm in a prison here, but I'm not a captive. I'm not a slave. I'm not a prisoner to anxiety. I know what's going on about me. I feel my world is in chaos. I feel it's all falling around, down round about me. I know you out there, you Philippians, are facing persecution. But I want to tell you, you can overcome this. Church, please hear me, church. You can overcome anxiety. Three things. Number one, verse 6. Paul says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let your petitions and praises shape your worries into prayer. Letting God know all your concerns. The other translation speaks about giving thanks in every circumstances. In verse 10, which I didn't read, Paul says, you know what? I've been through tough times, but I've learned to be content. Celebrating God every day that He cares about you is a word of gratitude, to be grateful. The Bible says He's close to the brokenhearted. He's there for those who are in anguish. Fear not, He says. That was the message to the shepherds. So will you learn to be grateful that you're not alone? The second thing I want you to know very clearly from God's word, that God speaks that we not only are grateful, but He tells you, if you want to beat anxiety, talk to someone, but start with me, not Pedro, with God. You know what they say when you talk to someone? You unload. Some people are caught in their own anxiety, but if you were to learn the principle, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. If you would learn that God wants to hear your prayers, that God longs to hear you talk to Him, that God stops and longs to hear you. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, give all your worries and your cares to God. The other translation says, cast all your burdens upon Him. The word is really like a casting, as a fisherman would go out and he would cast his net. Throw it away, but throw it at me. Tell God what's bothering you. Tell Him, because He's listening, because He cares about you. So you be grateful that He's nearby you. You tell Him what's going on. And the last thing is, think straight. Right thinking. He says, sum it up. I say the best to you. Fill your minds with things that are true. You see, our tendency is to fixate on negativity. What's wrong? What we don't have. They tell us that negativity is habit forming. The more negative you are, the more negative you become. Some of us are addicted to negativity. We kind of love the drama of negativity. Paul says, no, don't do that. bring these things to me. Because the Lord of peace himself will give you peace at all times in every situation. You say, are you telling me I can live without worry? There will be moments that you will worry. But I want to ask you, turn to him. Number one, be thankful that he's near you. Number two, tell him what's going on in your world. Don't try to sweat it out on your own. And lastly, always think positively about God and his future. Now I want to wish you a wonderful Christmas. Many of you are going to go away. I pray that you would be safe on the roads. And especially to these little ones in the front and the not so little ones in the front. To every child in this place. Parents, would you make Christmas the joyous thing that God wants it to be? They are special. So I want us to put our hands together and in anticipation thank God for what he's done for us by sending his son. Would you put your hands together?